are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Doctor, a friend of mine gave me my doctor's cell phone number. His office won't call me back. I am tempted to use it. Should I call my doctor on his cell phone? Oh, spooky. Honestly, we should have saved that question for Halloween time, okay? That is some scary stuff. Calling your doctor on his cell phone, I would say flee, flee, flee. I would say don't go there. In fact, I would even say, if you even see a cell phone, even though it has nothing to do with your doctor, run from that cell phone, because the urge to call your doctor, having the doctor's cell phone, is going to overtake you more than just a little piece of chocolate sitting there on the table. So no, 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 no. Flee from that. Take that number, throw it into a fire, burn it, and never think of it again. Here's the thing, okay? You know, as a doctor, when I first opened up my practice and cell phones were actually just started to be of more and more use, I didn't have a cell phone until I think I started my practice back in 2000, because I was living on a beeper and you would be called by the beeper. You know, and I remember my beeper tune in the middle of the night. Dun 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 dun. I am still haunted by that, doing 36-hour shifts and then being called in the middle of the night because of a stupid beeper. Oh my gosh, I hated it. I hated my beeper. But I remember I would have to go to an actual phone to make a call. I would even have to go to a payphone to call back. So I don't remember having cell phone or cell phone service years ago. So I must have gotten it when I was, just opening my practice. Well, of course, now people can get a hold of me and I'm like, oh, that's awesome. I was giving my cell phone number out to everybody and their mother. Call me. I just opened up my practice. You have a medical question. I love to answer medical questions. Please, please, please call me. Call me. So I was giving my cell phone number out, right? And then all of a sudden I started to notice that there were certain liability issues. Okay. People would not come in to see you as a patient. They would have some sort of conversation with you on the phone. And here you are, I'm baking a cake, you know, I got my little baby there and I'm, you know, making him his first chocolate cake and I'm sitting there, man, I got the phone on me. You know, like that, you know, one day at a time, right? One day at a time, Valerie Bertinelli is sitting there making a cake and then she immediately puts her hand on her forehead. Exactly. So I was kind of doing that kind of thing, talking to patients on the phone, right, thinking they're like, all right, well, I want to go off my medicine. I go, you really want to do that? You know, I don't know if you should go off your medicine. Don't go off your medicine. Well, you know, can I maybe take half dose? Well, do that, and then, you know, follow up, let me know. Okay, and nobody would ever follow up. So all this stuff was happening where people were telling me things 12 years ago, 14 years ago. Nothing was getting documented. And then they would say, well, wait a second, Dahlia, I told you I did this. So I had to immediately stop phone calls, especially my cell phone. It's very interesting because, you know, I do have patients that are relatives of friends of mine. Friends of mine will say, I don't like to see friends as patients. I think that could be very, very dangerous. Why? Because they have your cell phone. Well, then a friend will send their loved one over, their family member, and now they've got your cell phone. And I don't mind talking to people off hours. I usually do stuff off hours. That's something I've been very, very comfortable with, etc. But boy, do they take advantage of it. I still have people that I have discharged from my office purposely call me on my cell because they could get a hold of me. And they're like, hi, I know I'm going to another doctor, and I know you don't want to see me anymore, but the other doctor won't talk to me, and can you help me with this? Okay, that's a problem. And so if you are, you know, now at this big crux of a road in your life, right, this big juncture in your life, do you call your doctor by the cell phone? I'm going to say no, and I'll tell you why. You are already going to be put on the doctor's poo-poo list. Now, I understand some of you guys have the VIP medicine where those doctors will actually, they absolutely have no problem with you calling them because they only have, what, maybe 10 patients a day, et cetera. Okay, that's fine. That's great. But I got to tell you, still be very, very careful. Because once you make a doctor mad at you, they are not making money on you anymore. So there is absolutely nothing to really, really keep them bonded if you start to tick them off. And I can't tell you how many times people will not want to wait to see me, or they'll just want me to call in a Lortab or a Xanax, and they text me, oh, hell no. And then I immediately discharge them. I am not the doctor for them. So I'm not saying anybody who texts me or calls me on my cell phone gets discharged. But you ask me for something, and I'll be, like, very polite. I'm like, look, I'm sorry. You actually called my cell number. Can you please call the actual office? No, I don't want to call the office. I'm too busy. Call this in now. Oh, no. You're out of here. You're out of here. Sorry. It's really not worth my time. It's not worth the hassle. Because a lot of us doctors, we already feel overworked. You know how many of us, we feel overworked and underpaid, right? Okay, that's how a lot of people feel right now. And that puts you guys in a very scary position. Okay, remember, the customer is always right. We're going to be talking about that with some ER myths coming up after the break. The customer is always right. No, you guys aren't getting that now. Okay, I mean, I still love to do customer service. I usually will side with the customer, with the patient, over the staff. Okay, and it's very, very difficult because you want to be as supportive of your staff, but you want to make sure the patients are happy. But, you know, a lot of these patients, when they're wrong, sometimes you as a doctor, you're like, I just can't do it anymore. They're too much drama. They're too much hassle. You need to make sure you're not too much drama for that doctor's office. And I know that's a very, very odd thing for a doctor to tell you in terms of advice, but many of you guys right now are having a hell of a time getting in with your doctor or having some sort of a relationship with your doctor, and you are becoming more and more distant to that doctor. And this idea of squeaky wheel gets the grease, it may help short term, but it's going to kill you long term. We inherited a patient who I think must have gotten kicked out from her other doctor because she did just that. She got a hold of my cell phone from a friend, wouldn't leave me alone. I've had doctor's offices give my cell phone out. These patients know how to get to me, and I'm sorry. And so if I were you, if it's life-threatening and your doctor won't get a hold of you, you go to the hospital and you find a new doctor. That's what I would do. But I would not go through their cell phone. 1-877-DOCDELLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as a global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237. 37 extension 130.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. I really, really do appreciate it. Please follow us on Facebook at Dr. Dahlia Show and on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. Okay, so a lot of news that came out today on the White House releasing data listing on Medicare's top paid doctors. Apparently Medicare, according to this one report, says a tiny group of doctors made $3 million or more apiece back in 2012, and one doctor got nearly $21 million from Medicare. They say these are among the findings of an Associated Press analysis of physician data that was released today by the Obama administration, all right, where they are, you know, trying to kind of figure out where the money is being spent. And they want transparency. Now, I, as a doctor, okay, I don't have any problem with Blue Cross Blue Shield or Medicare or United or whatever saying this is the amount of money that was paid out to X amount of doctor. I don't really mind the transparency because I have nothing to hide. Okay, but then on the flip side, I'm really getting sick and tired of us doctors getting discriminated against and always at the buck of all this media attention when it comes to healthcare costs, etc. All right, how come we don't know how much these you know, I don't know, car dealership, corporate people make. Okay? How come we don't know what, you know, TV station heads make? Why don't we know? And, you know, it's all about, well, what are these people making? What are their salaries? And I'm a little frustrated by that, because how come we have to reveal, and a lot of this also is looked at it's not really looked at relatively. So, like, for example, let's say an insurance company pays me $1,000 over the course of a month. What they don't tell you is if I was only making $15 a patient from the insurance payment I was getting, I had to see a lot of patients at 15 bucks a piece to end up making that $1,000 from the month. They also don't say that the $1,000 I got paid that month was gross. And what type of doctor expenses did I have? Well, I had to pay for staff, I had to pay for the building, I had to pay for the x-ray read, I had to pay for charts, electronic software, this and that. Well, you know, so if some website says Dr. Dahlia made $1,000 a month from our, payments, okay, you know, now am I going to be a target because somebody thinks I'm rich? Okay, what is that? You know, now, I understand why they're trying to do this, okay? They want doctors on their toes. They want doctors intimidated. They want doctors to leave and say, screw this, I'm out of here. Screw you guys, I'm going home, like Cartman says. And a lot of doctors are. Okay, they're doing it. The government knows how to scare us doctors, or not scare us doctors, but, you know, have us, tick us doctors off to leave. Remember when Obamacare first was being unraveled and passed, and doctors around me said, you want to know what? I'm going to quit, okay? Let the government really regret what they did. And I'm like, you don't understand. The government wants us to leave. If we doctors leave, they get to hire mid-levels to take over health care. They want us to go. Now, some of this data being reported by Fox News is the following. They say there's a Florida ophthalmologist, Solomon Melgen. They said apparently this Solomon had a relationship with Democratic Senator Robert Menendez. I guess there were some headlines that broke that the lawmaker used the doctor's personal jet for trips to the Dominican Republic. Medicare had paid Dr. Melgen $20.8 million. AP's analysis found that a small, I guess, sliver of the 825,000 individual physicians in Medicare's claim base, 344, took in at least $3 million apiece for a total of nearly $1.5 billion. Now, $3 million apiece, that's a lot of money, gross. A lot of money gross, okay? But, okay, now I'm just being devil's advocate here, okay? Because I'm sure there's going to be a lot of doctors falsely accused of milking a Medicare system. And I'm sure there's idiots out there that are, okay? But when I hear $3 million, okay, even though our practice isn't that big, where we wouldn't collect that, but you have a lot of doctors where they are the main physician in the practice. And even though the tax ID is supposed to be for the practice, and then you have nurse practitioners and PAs that are supposed to be self-credentialed, many times it all falls under the supervising doctor. So for a medical practice to bring in $3 million from an insurance company, if they are a geriatric practice or internal medicine and they do hospital and they have multiple providers under them and they have, I mean, you know, it's that's actually not that unheard of. Now, the question is it just one single doctor's work and all he does is see 45 patients a day that are Medicare? Right? Whether it's hospital, and then he runs to the hospital morning and, you know, yeah, I could, you know, but when I hear $3 million coming into that practice, I think that that was probably multiple doctors under that doctor's tax ID. So, you know, we gotta stop for a second here and figure out what the heck is going on. Very easy for a practice to bring in gross a couple million dollars. Very simple. And then their expenses, of course, are about $1 million or so. And I'm actually more than that, way more than that. So we need to kind of take this stuff with a grain of salt. Now, somebody making $21 million, that's a lot. What on earth do they do that I, you know, that Medicare pays that much for. But then again, I think it's probably multiple doctors in that group. Okay, apparently AP News picked the $3 million threshold because that was the figure used by the Health and Human Services Inspector General in an audit last year that recommended Medicare automatically scrutinize total billings above a set level. Medicare says it is working on that recommendation. They say one in four of the top paid doctors, 87 of them, actually practice in Florida. Now, stop for a second here, okay? If Florida has a lot of retirees, the Medicare population is bigger in Florida. The more Medicare patients you see, the more money you're going to make, okay? This isn't that big of a shocker, all right? They say that Florida, though, has been known for high Medicare spending and quote-unquote widespread fraud. They say rounding out the top five states were California with 38 doctors in the top group, New Jersey 27 doctors, Texas 23, and New York 18 doctors. They say in the 3 million plus club, you had 151 ophthalmologists, eye specialists that accounted for nearly $658 million in Medicare payments. Now, remember, ophthalmology is going to go up. Because you have glaucoma, you have cataracts, you have diabetic retinopathy, macular degeneration. Okay, most young people do not spend money on their eyes. But when you're older, that's when you need your eye exams. Even though we should be starting to get our eye exams. I mean, we should be getting our eye exams every year no matter what. But we should be starting to get dilated exams and more regular exams in our 40s. Well, of course, my father never saw an eye doctor until, of course, he was Medicare age. Well, he'd actually never made it to Medicare age because he died, unfortunately, before then. But he was starting to get cataracts. He was in his 60s. He got cataract surgery. But he was the cash pay at the time. But, I mean, you know, older, that's what older people, you know. So if you have an eye doctor that all he does are cataract surgeries all day long, 25 apiece, yeah. You know, now, does he pay for a surgical center? Does he have to pay surgical costs? I mean, what could also be in his overhead? And I'm not defending them, but we need to stop for a second here before everybody accuses of doctors of being millionaires. All right. Not a lot of us are. Why? Because we have a lot of expenses. They say cancer doctors rounded out the top four specialty groups, accounting for a combined total of $477 million in payments. They say Medicare paid individual doctors nearly $64 billion in 2012. The median payment, the lowest, the point at which half the amounts are higher and half are lower, was about $30,265. Okay, so the median payment, the average payment each year given to doctors, $30,000. $30,000 barely covers 2 months' rent. Okay, I mean, we need to hear more of those figures. AP analysis focused on individual physicians, excluding about 55,000 organizations that also appear in the database, etc. None of those ambulance services, they didn't include those, etc. Now, you know, everybody wanted to see what the doctors were making. What are the doctors making? Because, again, now's the time to just target the doctors and have them take less money. Well, the reason why they're doing this, the reason why this is happening, is because they want to start cutting doctors' payments. And they are going to use this as the voter incentive to talk their congressmen into cutting back Medicare payments. Well, for those of you who take Medicare that are already having a hell of a time trying to find a doctor, that's probably making you poop in your pants. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well, just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of a 100% blocked artery in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been, thankfully, the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Over the break, somebody wants to chew me out, all right, about doctors and overcharging and doctors are making money. And listen, okay, I understand you guys are mad. I get that, okay? And I'd really like to have you come on air because I would like to kind of set you straight in front of all my listeners. I really would, okay? But I do have to stop for a second and say, I understand why you guys are mad, okay? When you guys bust your butts working like you do, and then you go to a doctor's office, and now all of a sudden a copay is up to $75. $75. That is a lot of money. I hear you. I'm ticked off, too. Big time. I cannot stand the fact that I have to put doctor visits on credit cards just for a copay. I'm mad. I'm just as mad as you are. But you're getting mad at the wrong people, okay? And I understand that some of you think doctors are overpaid. I get that. Okay? All right? I mean, luckily, I didn't go into medicine for money. Okay? I went into medicine because I actually really like the stuff. I love the smell of Band-Aids. So when I wasn't making that much money, I was still happy. All right? And with this Obamacare and all that, I'm not leaving medicine. I know I'm not making anything, and I know I'm having a lot of trouble paying my bills. But again, I love doing what I do, so I can still stick. After a while, though, yeah, it's going to be too much. Okay? It's not going to be worth it. I get that. I made a lot more money waiting tables. A lot more money waiting tables. All right? Net. Gross? Yeah. Some of you guys will see that your doctor may actually make $46 when you had walked in, asked about blood pressure, they gave you a refill, the visit lasted maybe a minute and a half, you're going to be mad that they made $46. Absolutely. I get that. A lot of you guys are mad. A lot of you guys are mad that you can't see your doctor online. I get that. Okay, many of you want to see your doctor online. You want to get your medical advice. I understand that. And I'm not saying that because I'm trying to be condescending or anything or patronizing. I really do. Okay, I can't stand the fact that I would have to go to a doctor for birth control every year and go for a pap smear. Just give me my gosh darn medicine. All right? You know, and that is why there's such a push for medicines to be over the counter. People just go and get their medicines, etc. Okay, but the reason why we have doctors is there are some things that you just can't handle. And there are some things that are infectious, some things that are spreadable, communicable. Where we have people die in L.A. of meningitis. There's HIV. There's hepatitis. There are things out there that, if treated half-assed, is going to be a public danger. That's why doctors get involved. Or there is going to be something that you do go and take things over the counter and you don't get better. Again, that's what us physicians are for. And to become a doctor, and I've taught you guys about becoming a doctor, it is a very, very long, difficult, expensive, trying process. We told you guys that, right? High school. I had to get damn good grades in high school because I didn't have money for college. And I needed to make sure I could get some sort of academic scholarship. And I wasn't going to get a sports scholarship. I wasn't that good in sports. I could run, but that's about it. So I busted my butt, got about a 4.2 average so I could get at least my in-state tuition paid for. Whew. I finally made it to college. The problem is I had to support myself. I had to pay for my living expenses. My parents wouldn't pay for anything, and I didn't want to take money from them. So now I had to support myself, so I had to work a few jobs. I flipped burgers at Jack in the Box. I tutored people through tutoring. I did secretarial work. I did some RA stuff in the dorms. I did a variety of things. Worked at the EPA. I hosted at restaurants. You only made about $4.15 an hour, but I was pretty happy making that. And I did what I could to be able to live in an apartment and get whatever car I could. All right, but while at the same time getting kick-ass grades. Needed to get kick-ass grades because you had to get into medical school. So I go through that for 4 years, and I was able to do it in 4 years, taking summer school, etc., while working. Boom. I finished undergrad. Now I got to get into medical school. Well, I got into medical school, thank God. Now I got to pay for medical school, so I applied for loans. Meanwhile, though, I got now my brother. I got other family members. They want to go to school, but they didn't get a scholarship. They need money. So I go and I get a job and I wait tables while in medical school. And I use that money to give my brother so that he could then go to school. So I'm working and going to medical school. My teachers hated it. They tried to, you know, they really tried to get me to quit. But we had financial difficulties, and I had to help my family do what they needed to do, get my brother into college. So now I'm doing that. Then I make it through medical school, 4 years, okay? Third and fourth year, 36-hour shifts, being, you know, spit on and yelled at and smacked around and harassed and all that. But I made it. I graduated medical school. But then you're not done. You're not done from there. Now you have to do an internship and you have to do a residency. So now, boom, internship. Another 36-hour shifts back and forth, back to back. I finished my internship. Husband's coming out of school. We still have family expenses, etc. I go and I ER. I become an ER doc while I'm still going to school doing my residency. Now I'm going back and forth doing a 2.5-hour drive from Vegas to Lake Havasu and to Bullhead City, an hour and a half drive, working in urgent cares, working in ERs, coming back. I finished my residency after 3 years. Well, now you got to start a practice. You got to get a business license. You got to get your DEA. You got to pass your OSHA. You got to get your CLIA. You got to get, and, you know, so you go through all that crap. Are you making money? No. So now I'm moonlighting. I'm moonlighting at an urgent care, and I'm making money at an urgent care, trying to support myself. It probably wasn't until 5 years into practice when I actually saw that I was making some decent money and I could actually start paying towards my student loans. Yeah, I still had student loans. I had student loans up until this year. After I had put the money into my house, we took a home equity loan out, and then I was able to put my student loans into that because I didn't want to owe the government anymore. So now here we are, I don't know how many years or decades later, I finally start to see some money coming in, but I'm not swimming in the money by any means, no way. I got kids now. Now I got kids. Now I have older family members. Nobody has money in my family. Now they're coming to me. I'm the doctor. And it just was, I never really got to feel like I was quote unquote rich, like the media makes it sound like we doctors are. Now true, I'm not a surgeon. I get that. And true, I'm not at one of the higher specialties. I'm a family doctor. When you're a regular family doctor, GP, you know, again, you're not doing it for the big bucks. You're not making the big bucks. Have I been able to take some trips? Yeah, the Dr. Dahlia Show radio show cruise, got to go to Alaska. I feel very, very blessed. You know, have I been able to pay a lot of my copays? Yeah, so I still feel blessed. Do I feel rich, wealthy? Oh, hell no. No. Everything has always been a struggle. So now we have the government and we have the media and everybody saying doctors are mean, bad guys are making too much money. Let's cut back on what they're making. Now me, I'm a workaholic. I always wanted to be a doctor. I always had a goal, piece of cake for me to go through all this. Okay. Not piece of cake, but fine, but not fine or piece of cake for other people. So many people told me that they just wanted to say, you know, fire truck it and be done. And it really takes a lot of stamina. I mean, it's so easy to want to quit and you don't quit. Yes, medical school is easier now. You don't have to do 36-hour shifts. You know, yes, you're still able to get student loans and you know, it may be a little bit easier nowadays, you know, to get through medical school, but it's still not worth it to a lot of people. You need to have doctors out there. We need nurse practitioners. We need physician assistants. You know, nurse practitioners, after a while, they are going to get beat up on just like the doctors are. How many people are going to want to go all the way through nurse practitioner school? You know, it sounds like some of the RNs in Northern California, when we had the strikes a couple of years ago, we found out that RNs were making $125,000. $125,000 was more than I made the first few years coming out of medical school. So why would somebody go to become a nurse practitioner or a doctor if they could be an RN in Northern California and make $125,000? Do the RNs deserve it? Hell yeah. Nurses are the backbone of our healthcare system. They deserve it. But when nurses are making more than doctors, you really don't have a lot of people going, I want to be a doctor. Now, true, the majority of doctors make more than nurses. Absolutely. But when you look at what some of these high-paying nurses make, you know, to some of these primary care doctors, not a lot of incentive. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hey, everyone. Have you heard about the no-no hair removal device? device that's sweeping the globe. If you want to go weeks without shaving and get smooth, professional, quality results, here's our favorite host, Cheryl, for No-No Hair Removal.
Thanks. Hey, gals, I love talking about my No-No. It's this cute little hair removal system that you can take with you and use almost anywhere at home or on the road. No more expensive in-office treatments, painful waxing, and no more wasting your valuable time. Got unwanted facial hair? No-No has patented Thermacon technology that works on all hair and skin colors, so it's perfect for using on all body parts. And now you can take advantage of this incredible risk-free trial. Get the No-No, the facial kit, a travel case, and a $100 discount shopping card, and you don't risk a penny to try it. Try the incredible No-No hair completely risk-free. Call 1-800-953-6062. That's 800-953-6062. 800-953-6062.
Great news, Pure Water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained a leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DrDahlia, 1-877-DOCDALI. Remember to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Now we're getting reports that 21 people have been injured at the mass stabbing at a Pennsylvania high school this morning. Apparently a 16-year-old student had been wielding two knives, went on a stabbing spree in the hallways of a Pittsburgh area high school earlier today, injuring 21 people, half of them seriously. Thus far, nobody has died, thank God. Many of them have gone into surgery, emergency surgery. In the first hour, we talked about how to make manage stab wounds and penetrating wounds and how to handle the CPR and the first aid of that. So I please urge you to go to my first hour to listen to that. But apparently he was going through Franklin Regional High School stabbing victims in the torso, slashing arms and face before anybody even realized what happened. Then he was finally subdued. Fire alarm had been pulled, he was a sophomore student, and he has been taken into custody. An armed security officer subdued and arrested the attacker with the help of the principal. Thank God there was at least an armed security guard, but I think they needed more, unfortunately. Total of 21 people now, most of them 14 to 17 years old, was transported to area hospitals, 4 by medical helicopters, several in life-threatening injuries, 9 in critical condition. We'll keep you guys posted as we get more information. We are being told that a female student did help save a male schoolmate by applying pressure to his wound. You know, please definitely listen to my first hour or review online how to manage stab wounds. You will see some suggestions of sticking credit cards into these stab wounds. Absolutely not. Don't even go there, please. High school football players who've never had a concussion just one single season may have lifelong brain altering damage. A study involved 45 members of a 2012 varsity team. Patients underwent 2 brain scans, one before the season and one after the season, with a special type of MRI. Throughout the season, each player wore a helmet fitted with an accelerometer device. It was able to kind of capture the linear and rotational accelerations that could be occurred or applied to a head during a concussion. All right, and then they had this telemetry system that transmitted real-time data, etc. None of the players actually suffered from a concussion, yet the more total hits a player had received to his head, the more changes that were measured in the white matter of the brain. Now, again, it's still too soon, they say, to make conclusions according to WebMD, but we do know that head trauma is bad, okay? I think we could all agree with that. And just one season of football could be enough to have changes, lifelong changes, even personality, memory, cognitive, etc. So we definitely need more and more research and more attention on these kids and their head trauma, okay? This is very interesting. Okay, apparently we have the 10 most cringeworthy things that, I guess, airport security finds, all right? And they think that these things could be drugs, etc., or weapons, and it turns out that they could be sex toys or soap powder. They have come across a variety of things that's being reported here. The only thing is this is kind of embarrassing. Like, for example, hemorrhoid cream. Really? They're freaking out that there's hemorrhoid cream? Where the hell else are we supposed to pack our hemorrhoid cream if we're going on a trip? They say airport security is a hotbed of embarrassment for some travelers. New research has revealed that while 29% of people believe security measures to be a good thing, 34% see it as a necessary evil. Many regular air passengers are very, very embarrassed en route to their flight. The study was conducted by www.sendmybag.com. It looked at 2,100 UK residents who has traveled abroad within the last 2 years. Respondents were asked if they found additional waiting time caused by security frustrating. Hell yeah. Many said they were frustrated. About 43% said, oh, they really don't mind. You know, I don't mind it. If I'm not in a hurry, I don't mind, to be honest, because I'm just sitting at the gate anyway. Now that they tell you to get there 2 hours in advance, all I'm doing is sitting. So as far as I'm concerned, I don't mind doing something, okay? They said, though, the list of the top 10 most blush-worthy airport security incidents was compiled from the following, okay? So, like, for example, a man was, going to do a mid-air proposal to his girlfriend. The ring set off the metal detector. He had to take the ring out of his pocket. The girlfriend saw. Yeah, let me just tell you guys, look, after September 11th, okay, please just don't, all right, you know, I'm not going to feel sorry for your proposal being ruined, okay, because honestly, after September 11th, let the TSA do what they have to. I am, though, frustrated by hemorrhoid cream. That, okay, let us take our hemorrhoid cream. They said a woman was left mortified when a large discolored pants were produced from her hand luggage while, I guess, business clients were waiting behind her. So the problem is other people get to see what's in your bag, like, I guess, big underwear. You know, I mean, they talk about how, you know, big underwear will be looked at, and then here you are, you're standing there and everybody can see your underwear. I guess a woman's sex toy was revealed on the screens as it passed through the scanner, not understanding why the sex toy isn't being put in the regular luggage. Another traveler, I guess, his underwear had skid marks. Apparently there was some dirty underwear. And he said he hadn't intentionally packed that piece of underwear, but I guess he probably picked up some clothes from the ground, and there were some dirty skid marks, okay? I guess one had thought, had been pulled to the side because they thought it was a belt of bullets, but it was a bunch of batteries. Another one had thought that she had drugs, but it ended up being soap. There was a personal lubricant, tub of lubricant, that embarrassed somebody. Somebody else had a collection of pornographic magazines in his hand luggage. All right, I'm not even going to go on. But anyway, genital herpes, antiviral drugs. Somebody was taking some antiviral drugs for genital herpes. And I guess, all right. And I guess her lover was there next to her, and he was upset. Although, personally, I think you really should tell your lovers, you know, what you have. Right, and then I think one more. Let me see, what else do we have here? Hemorrhoid cream. All right. Well, anyway, you know, people, yeah, we're human and all that, but we would like just a little bit of privacy. Okay? It's understandable that we have no privacy to the TSA agents. I get that. No privacy at all. I get that. But, what about to the people in line? 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. U.S. bacon prices are going to skyrocket. There is a virus that has now killed nearly 6 million piglets. All right? Already, bacon has gone up to about $5.46 a pound. We're seeing more of these little tiny baby pigs being killed by a virus, and I guess they're having trouble stopping it. It is threatening pork production, pushing up prices by 10% or more. It's called porcine epidemic diarrhea. It's not affecting humans or other animals, but they say it came from China. Now it's spread to 27 different countries since last May. They're trying to figure out how it could have spread. You know, the pork industry is trying to confine this. And apparently we have about $1.7 million going into research now for these. I don't really eat pork, all right, but I understand you guys really, really like your bacon. Bacon is going up. And I'm looking at these little piglets. They're so cute. Oh, my gosh, these little piglets are so cute. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Language, they say, is a biological instinct. They say babies don't learn to develop speech. They are just born with the ability. This comes from Northeastern University in Boston. It says many languages have similar sound combinations at the beginning of words. So a lot of our languages, even though we think it came from the Tower of Babel, where all of a sudden God got mad at us and we all started speaking different languages, right? So we couldn't understand each other because we wanted to build a tower that was as high to reach God, right? The Tower of Babel story. But, you know, a lot of things that seem to come out in terms of languages are very, very, shall we say, natural, like the M letter with mother. You know, whether it's Spanish, mama, madre, whether it's English, mother, whether it's Hebrew, ima, there's something about the m with ma. And so, you know, I kind of get that. It's just, I wonder what I would have spoken if I didn't learn English. 1-877-DOCDALI, don't go away.
Hang me down. Hang me down. Hang me down to the little white church.
Hang me down.
Hang me down.
You know, hang me down.
Take me down to the little white church.
Take me down to the little white church.
Take me down to the little white church.
Do you want to feel awesome all day long? Do you want to sleep so good you wake up feeling awesome the way you did when you were a kid? Feel awesome with no caffeine, just awesome tasting nutrition. Try Passion for Life and rediscover your awesomeness. Call today, 844-TRY-LIFE. Call 844-879-5433 or visit 844-TRYLIFE.com.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.